Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.
W8FU.
Isn't it past your bedtime?
Hold on, let me check. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Sitting the grandkids, so my kids were out, and, so I was watching the kids, and they got home just a few minutes ago, or a little bit ago, so I'm on my way home now.
Well, look at you go. I am working on some 3D print stuff. And I thought I was ready to export and do my very first big one, and I was, but then something blew loose, so now I'm trying to figure out why it's not, yeah. What the heck here? And that's not working right. But I know, I'm up late playing in my room.
EAP, I honestly didn't ever expect anybody to be on this late.
Ah, well. Go to breakfast in the morning, and then I think afterwards I'm going to do some repeater work. Try to work on some sickly receivers.
I heard Phil said he was doing some stuff. I thought I saw Phil say he was doing some stuff. So, he said you're, or he was changing PL, but I think you said you were going to work on your 2.6 receivers.
Yeah, I might try to get that noise on the Mount Clemens figured out as well. Depends on how time goes. But, yeah, Phil's got his, he got that board from that company that makes, that's going to be making that RTCM replacement. They also sell a breakout board that goes on the back of the, goes on the back of an MPR and gives you a really, really nice breakout. You know, unnecessary, but it is nice, and I think it's only like $39. Makes for a nice, clean, well done installation. I guess if you got the $39 to blow, why not? Holy shit. Well, if anybody who's on I-94 eastbound. No, westbound. They're forcing everybody off at Kazoo.
Negative.
Lights, flashers, MDOT, everything.
So it looks like you have $4.5. Well, that's why I'm starting it now, so. Start it now. See how it turned out in the morning. Autofill sends. Alright, there we go. I will not go to breakfast in the morning. We'll be lucky if I am up by 10 or 11. Forgot what time Michelle said she had to work tomorrow, but I know she does, but he already went to bed because I looked up the stairs and he parked about 1 hour and 45 minutes ago. I was like, well, what the heck? He didn't tell me she was going to bed. What a woman is that? And he just went to bed without me.
KFA-EAP, anyone got a copy?
Got a copy. 10-4, good buddy. Breaker, breaker. Hold on.
Awesome. Never really heard anything going on this late, so kind of exciting.
This is what you think is exciting. You don't have very much exciting things in your life, then.
Not really. I've been drywalling the master bedroom and bathroom for the last few weeks.
Anything on the MDOT website or on the news about some sort of major I-94 closure? Detroit.
Yeah, it's called Detroit and Rhodes. There's an accident there at Caldwell or whatever. But south or I think it's on westbound. But you should be going our way. No, there's an accident there.
Yeah, I think it was on westbound. They were forcing everybody off the freeway at Kazoo. I get on at Kazoo and head east, so I'm all, you know, it didn't affect me, but man, there were a lot of flashers.
Yep, that's what it's showing. There's a little, someone went boo-boo on eastbound 94 there. Oh no.
Well, my kids Ubered as they usually do, so they left the driving to someone else, and because they like to have a few pops.
Well, that's good for them. Oh, air quality alert, man. Those wildfires making our air quality not the best.
Remember when they were raging a couple of years ago? I mean, man, it was so bad you could see it in the air and you could smell it. That was a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Dave taking pictures from out his window, you know, downtown.
Look at
you. The smell in the air, even? Yeah. He was talking about it in Noah's Black about yesterday, how they were leaning towards issuing an alert. And, you know, when I started hearing the advisory, I was like, oh, they did do that.
Oh, great. I have Lane leaving drunk in front of me. Oh, my God. Stay clear of them.
Switch channels. Don't want to give it. Go a tattletale. Oh, I've been semi-productive today. We got the map all set for bike next week. That's on HRS objects are posting. I gotta get my, whatchamacallit, the trackers. I'm going to get them out Sunday and get them all tested and activated if they're ready. I did not get a repeater done. Oh Christ, that means I do need to wake up in the morning because I'm supposed to gonna start climbing with Steven at 10 a.m.
Crap.
Forgot about that. And so I do gotta get up in the morning. So.
Hey, I had a question about those interface boards for the Quantars. So I was looking at those a little bit. They are supposed to connect into the V.24 port and then have USB serial data out. Is that correct?
Correct. Supposedly it shows up on the Linux box as a USB serial port. Now, my one thing I want to test with that is use serial TCP and make a V.24 bridge without the Cisco stun. I'm not sure how it'll handle latency though, because I think it'll just, you know, on our short latency links, I think it'll be fine. You know, V.24 in, V.24 out. But it's supposed to connect to that other Linux daemon, and then that'll do the, like, you use that to take the serial data and then send it to a central server. Supposedly it handles talk groups and that sort of stuff. That's the next step, you know, across variable latency things kind of deal.
So that's where my understanding of it gets weak. And all right, so we've got serial data, USB serial data out, and then, so there's got to be some sort of somebody has had to have written some sort of a program that can understand that and encapsulate it in an IP packet, and, you know, so, I mean, isn't that what Cisco was doing? So they're just doing it with a Linux box now. Is that what I, you know, in my understanding of it, is that what's happening instead of having to have the Cisco do the, you know, wrapping that in an IP packet? It's all being handled by the Linux box?
Correct, but it's doing more, like the Cisco is just taking V.24 stun frame and sending it over stun. So raw in, raw out. This is doing, with the daemon they have, does, I think, more encoding and decoding of the voice frames, and allowing the voice frames to take a different path. It's not just raw stun data over the internet, if that makes sense. With side of their control system, it's doing actual voice frames and back and forth. Similar to like the MMBVM host, how it sends the voice frames over, it's not sending the raw serial data.
All right, so then if I understand correctly, somebody's going to have some servers, you know, hosted. Someone's going to have to be hosting this. Everybody's going to have to point to the traffic, or do I have that right?
Yeah, so you'll have a central VM, and it's just that has the main instance of it running, and then everybody's little things can connect to it, you know, point towards it as the host. But then supposedly the peers show up, and you can do talk group filtering and those types of things, so it might actually support, you know, sending, you know, this talk group this way, this talk group stays this way. That might be now supported in there, kind of deal.
All right, yeah, so it'll be, you know, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, I put in my own comparator, and then any receivers I want will come back to my machine. And then my machine will exist on that network along with, you know, all the others, including yours and stuff. So that would give us a little flexibility to peel one off for a little, you know, little Pacific fun. Talk to Ernest. Wonder if he's still actively involved with it at all. Ernest was a good guy.
also, to do what you want to do with receive type, I think what we'd have to do is put a comparator at your main, or at, you know, that site. Take the USB interface from the comparator to the Linux box for, like, network, quote-unquote, traffic. Then you would use either the Cisco's to connect your all your comparators, your receivers, back to that comparator. That's the comparator in WARN. So that the receivers are connected to the comparator, your main repeater is connected to the comparator, and then you would take a USB port off of that comparator to the network. Then that way you're sending all the voted, you have to send all the V.24 from your receivers to that comparator directly. Same thing with the repeaters. But then it would follow, the USB port would follow whatever's on that comparator. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I'd still be looking at running, I mean, it's no big deal, but I'd still be running a Cisco solution back to get raw, to get the raw V.24 back to the comparator so it could do its magic. And then I would run these device. This device would be one of, to connect the comparator to the world.
Correct. If your goal is to add remote receive sites, yeah, all your receivers have to go back to your single comparator, which you can, the Cisco will work fine over the microwave for. It's just when you, you know, get 100 milliseconds of variable latency that you have issues, but, you know, obviously it works because you're doing it now. The connection to the comparator. And then, yeah, so then you can take the USB interface and take it to the comparator, and then that way wherever your quote-unquote cluster, you know, of multi-receivers is coming from, it, that'll all look as one quote-unquote system to the USB interface and wherever it goes.
Roger. Okay, yeah, I think I kind of sort of grasp it. Anywho, for now I'm just going to go with what we got. I'm going to get that one up and jack it in the PJ's Harris, and then you just got to get somebody to whip up a cable downtown. Then I'll just do it that way until further notice. No big hurry. All right, anyhow, I am pulling in the driveway, and I've got ice cream bars that my wife asked for from Trader Joe's that I have to get to her. Did they pick up the trash already? No, they didn't. So I didn't have to do that. I could have done it right now. Oh, well, got my trash out last night. All right, I'm here in the driveway. I'm going to get inside. I'll be back on probably in a few. W8FU.
All right, I think I'm going to go upstairs. I got the Apex 4000 cup holder printing. I still got to go get those things borrowed from you to do the modeling for that other one, those other ones, too. But I got to be up before 10 so that I can help the guys on the west side of the state do microwave stuff. Probably should go upstairs to bed. Yeah, it's 1 a.m. All right, have a good night. Enjoy an ice cream bar. That sounds pretty good. I don't think we have anything like that. W.
Okie dokie, back at that. W8FU.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees.
All right then.
Good morning. 0200 hours. mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. Good morning, 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 50 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 0600 hours. Showers. 48 degrees.
This is KFA EDQ and I'm monitoring.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
So I'm going to guess it's Phil. Good morning, W8RCY.
It's all static, and there's definitely a problem with this receiver. I'll wait till I get closer.
Well, that transmission was better even though the static was there. I heard your entire transmission that time. It's when you put out your call, I had to guess that it was you, and, yeah. So, all right, we'll see you in a little bit. W8RCY, we're standing by.
Roger.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
Yep.
I ran upstairs to grab a jacket for nothing. Come back down and rain stopped.
Raining here at 13 in Stevenson.
It's moist at 12 in the Quinter.
And I understand it's sultry over at Mound and 50 Mile. Still dry, 24 in Hayes.
Don't drive. What? All right, it's still damp at Madison Solberg and DeQuinter. Cold in Rochester Hills. Yeah, what's up, Greg? Coming to breakfast?
Oh, not a lot to next morning, no, I'm not coming to breakfast. Had had to help my buddy close down a business the other day, move a bunch of stuff out. Had company here yesterday, so a lot of work on the patio and lawn and all that. So I think today is a day of rest. I may pop in the Lark, but I don't think I'll be operating.
Okie doke. Yeah, we got some repeater work going on today. I don't know if I'm going to be working up at the Clem. I might. So, just FYI. But, all right. Anyhow, I just picked up Donald, and we're heading for the Ras Tourant.
All right. Well, I'll keep this on, and I haven't been to that facility yet, so maybe I could do that as well. I may end up doing nothing. I'm pretty darn tired, but we'll keep you posted. Enjoy breakfast, and we'll see how it goes. KEAVSI.
Yeah, the work up there is really tech work, you know, just try to troubleshoot noise in that 7.2 receiver, so... Aside from hauling up a comm monitor, there's just not a whole lot of work that needs assist. All right, catch you later. I'm going to get off the radio here. Ships at sea, we're about a minute out, so see you guys when you get here.
Now, see me at sea next to you, Sean, and I want to go over some clear notes stuff with you.
Roger, W8FU.
Tell the breakfast crew, KE4ZYQ says hello and good morning and have a good weekend. For what it's worth, if you would. 73 to all on frequency, KE4ZYQ.
All right, Joe, will do. All right, I'm definitely out of here now. W8FU.
Thank you very much. One of these days I'll make the breakfast club KE4ZYQ clear, but listening.
Bring that, Phil.
I just left Costco. Probably about 4 minutes out.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good morning, 1,000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees.
Mr. Phil, I heard on the 2.5 the announcement that there's a 123PL. I will break out the programming manual on the radio. One of these days I'll figure that out.
Yeah, it's not a, it's just running at my house right now. Well, actually, it's not even hooked up right now. I've got to hook to my service monitor. I've got to finish some things up on it today. And then I should be back on the site in sometime next week. Might need some help with that if you're available.
Maybe. I have a busy week of photo shoots next week, send me a note when you're doing it. If I'm around, happy to lend a hand if I can. I saw the note in the Slack or whatever it was. So no big deal. I'm assuming it's a new. Is it a new repeater?
Yeah, it's a Motorola MTR 2000. I picked up the Dayton. Hopefully it won't have been the problems I've been having with the Kenwood.
Oh, Motorola. No, you'll be fine. Good, good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, looks like it's going to work out pretty good. Just spending time interfacing with my controller and everything. Been a bit of a challenge, but got most of it figured out. Got a few minor things to touch up, and should be ready to go. And then I'm also gonna, did you hear what happened with my HF antenna?
Yeah, I heard. Let me jump out of here real quick. I got a call coming in. I think I gotta take this. KABB.
All right, I'll be on the road for a bit. KABB to you. Yeah, machine, I like that old PL. What was that?
The new machine, I like the other PL, or something going on there?
Yeah, I just want to standardize with the other FBI network machines so that if you're want to switch frequencies, you don't have it programmed in, you can just change the frequency and not have to worry about the PL.
That makes sense, yeah. I was wondering why the switch. maybe something was going on with it where it bugged you were trying to work around, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because sometimes you talk to somebody and say, they're getting noisy and they're on the west side, and they say, switch over to 2.5, and then they say, you got to change to 2, so it's two things you got to do. This way you just have to, a lot of the radios, you just start tuning off the memory channel, and, the PL will remain the same, and you can just change frequency, so that just makes things a little easier.
Yeah, I think my ICOM does that when you're in VFO mode. I don't remember. Maybe it listens and figures it out on its own.
Yep. So, it's been, been 107.2 PL for about 30 years, over 30 years. So, used to a new one. You gotta roll with the times.
Yeah, if I remember right, wasn't that, I think you were saying that was kind of back from the crystal days where you had to have different crystals for each PL tone, so everybody in the area kind of used the same one?
Yeah, they weren't called crystals, they were called roots. They're little cubes. And they had little four prongs on them, and you had to plug them into a socket in the PL board. Yeah, back in those days, you didn't pretty much everything was almost all UHF back in the, this is back in the 70s. During the 80s, where they were all 107.2, because you just couldn't do multiple PLs.
And I'm guessing you got that one guy that had to be different, and we'll throw a different PL out there, and he had to switch crystals to use their machine.
Yeah, that's not easy to do. I mean, usually those boards were not tiny. They were about 2 inches long. Whatever you know, like if you had a Motorola HC220, it was a board that stuck in there. You know, you have to take the whole thing apart to change. Not practical. So that's pretty much why everybody stuck with that. VHF were usually 100. Of course, there were no dual band radios back then. So you had a VHF radio and you had UHF radios.
Back in the old days. Much different now. They're running, get all sorts of different fancy radios now.
Yeah, I remember the first dual band radio I had. I think it was a Yaesu. I still remember what it looks like. I can't remember the number of it. It was quite a, I mean, yeah, everybody had to have one because, you know, everyone started having two radios.
Yeah, two radios, two felines, two antennas. It just adds up.
Yeah, for the longest time I had, in the car, for VHF, I had a crystal-controlled Motorola Metrum. Which I don't know if you know anything about that. That was a amateur version of the Modar, which was a marine radio. It was a 12-channel, crystal-controlled. You had to add a PL deck to it. It looked like a pizza box. It was very flat, very wide. I had that in the car for VHF. It had 25 watts out, I think, and I ran it into an amplifier in the trunk. Getting over 100 to a quarter wave. That was fun. And then for UHF, I had a Motorola MiCore with a trunk mounted. It was a 100-watt MiCore with a control head in the glove box. So that was a setup I ran for a long time.
And you really put internal wire on the mobile there. You got 100 watts on the... You're lucky to get 50 now.
Yeah, well, with the way things are these days, 50 is very adequate. It's more than enough, usually. Yeah, we used to, a friend of mine and I both had like the same kind of setup, so we had 100 watt amps and quarter waves. And we used to talk for, we could get about 20 miles. Simplex between talking to each other.
Yeah, nowadays more than 50 you're just trusting components more than they need to. Yeah. They sure don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, my first 2-meter mobile radio was a Clegg FM27B. I don't know if you ever know what those are. They were variable tuned. You didn't need crystals. No, let's see. Well, it wasn't my first, but it was my main one after a while. But the thing was incredibly dirty. I put it on a spectrum analyzer. You couldn't tell the main signal from all the spurs. I was up at school in Ann Arbor. I got into the Ann Arbor police computer with it.
My batteries, I am, and should probably start getting and get my lawnmower back together. I had to sent the blade into the deck and broke a bunch of stuff, so I think you'll say 7-3 is the ABY.
All right.
Say what? W8FU.
How was breakfast?
I was over on the GMRS site talking to Jack.
I'll stand by. Take it, BSI.
Anyhow, trying to float back and forth between bands.
Fun, fun. FYI, the LARC was canceled, so I won't be doing that. Wasn't sure what your plans were for Mount Clemens.
I'm going to go home and bring Mama her breakfast and play it by ear. I got them loaded up here. I was going to go to Warren first and work on that one because I can break away and do stuff for the other a lot easier. But I'm feeling kind of apathetic about the whole thing.
All right, no problem.
After I get home and drop off breakfast and have a minute to reflect, I'll probably adjust my schedule. So I'll be back out here in a bit and figure out if I'm doing something somewhere. I really should. I shouldn't shun away from the work it needs doing.
Roger that. I understand, though. Yeah, we'll get the breakfast duty done at home and regroup, and I'm just kind of hanging today, so I'm not all that excited about doing anything, so, but never know, that can change.
All right, I'm just making the final approach here, got to bring in the trash cans and get inside. Talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
E8VSI.
WDAKLO.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees.
W8RCY. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dr. Wally. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY. You heard us on digital?
Good morning, Mr. Donald, KCKJO.
RCYNAKPP.
Good morning, sir. W8RCY.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and thank you for the wishes this morning. I was just getting out of the truck and went to the flower shop, so I missed breakfast and fell back asleep. I got up and all of a sudden I fell back asleep. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Well, your secret's safe with me. One channel in the radio and get rid of the MRS line and destroy 575 in there at that one slot. I don't know anything about what happened this morning.
So far away, I had a hard time hearing that. Say it one more time.
Well, I'm on the FBI, I'm on the warrant, and I'm in my apartment, which faces to the south and west. So between that, I guess there's some issues with the warrant location repeater receiving. That's what it's going to be. Okay.
All right, very good. All right, no worries, no hurries. Just wanted to say sorry I missed you guys this morning, but totally my fault. So, transmission trouble. So, you know how it goes. So, very good. Stay out of trouble, sir. We can chat later.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And, it's kind of cool out. So just don't freeze. Don't freeze the goonie goonies off, as they say. WARCY.
Later, Gator.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees.
This is KF8EDQ. I'm mobile and I'm monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, partly sunny, 56 degrees.
KE8, RU8.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 58 degrees.
88, are you 8?
Hey, Anthony.
What was that? Didn't catch it.
Oh, I just said, what's up, Anthony? That's all.
Not much. I thought that's what you said, and I thought it was you, but I wasn't 100% sure. I had the radio going at the same time listening to a podcast. How are you doing on this beautiful, cold Saturday?
Well, I went to lunch with the boys, and I was going to do some repeater work. Then I got home, and I got busy on something else, and I'm still working on. So, I don't know. I may still do some repeater work this weekend, but I don't know. Remember I told you I had a problem with the power out on that ICOM?
Yeah, were you able to get to do anything?
No, but Wally says to me, well, just take the receiver radio and make it the transmitter, and the transmitter make it the receiver, and I'm like, that's brilliant.
You know, sometimes you just overthink things. That is hilarious.
Yeah, so I'll probably hit that up coming up here. You know, the biggest problem with that one, obviously, and the reason I haven't been in a big hurry is there's site work to be done no matter where it goes. You know, either a lot on Kirby or a little less, but other hoops on at the other location. So it's more the hoops afterwards that are causing me to drag my feet a little.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone else is in need of site work over there. Maybe you could team up with them at the same time and knock it out. But it's not all on you.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, you get a pretty limited window of opportunity to get site work done, otherwise back out the checkbook.
Somebody
that climbs, or I
don't even have any idea how any of that works.
Yeah, well, none of the sites that I have are, you know, you just can't get your nephew has a knack for climbing. You know, you need licensed, bonded, insured people, and it's expensive. So, you know, there's always maintenance going on, so, but, well, when I say always, it can go years between checks. I just, you know, I just had certain work done at certain locations, but if it all lines up, if you have necessary work that's got to be done, and it's at a site you need work, you need ancillary work done at, you can generally work something out that is palatable, but, that particular site I have no other relationship with. Well, I should say from a maintenance perspective. So it's going to be a little bit more challenging for me to find a serendipitous situation.
Yeah, so the one I think you said on Kirby is the other one right off of Mac there.
Right, and, you know, and easier for reasons, obviously. You know, that can have your nephew. There's somebody who could finish the job there, but I got other issues to get that one across the finish line. But that may in the end be the easiest one because, you know, if I get the logistics done, then get the physical done is not that difficult there.
Well, we're getting closer every day, right? You got the ICOM gear up and running, and hopefully by just switching the two radios and their roles in it, it'll work out perfectly, and, you know, that's part of the battle, and then you just keep pushing forward, and before you know it, we'll have a booming repeater down in my hood. That will be incredible, actually.
Yeah, I've got one or two other possible scenarios down there, but none of them are easy. They all have varying barriers. So, we'll figure it out. But right now, I want to get the receiver fixed on the 7.2 non-clemens receiver. The Warren receiver and the 2.6. I say that as if it's got multiple receivers. It does not. Get the receiver and the 2.6 fixed. Those are kind of immediate. And I've got a few other things. I tell you, just keep stacking up. But, yeah, just thought I'd give you an update on that ICOM. We're going to put it to use.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was hoping for, that it would go into use, and, man, it'd be even cooler if it went into use down by me, so that would be pretty incredible. But, yeah, I can't even imagine how much work you have piled up with the amount of equipment that you maintain. It's just wild. It gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, there's the stuff that requires immediate attention and can't drag my feet on. And then there's this stuff that sometimes I dilly-dally and drag my feet on because, well, that's how it works. But, oh well, enough on all that. Other than that, nothing much going on. I'm sitting here actually working on something for the 7.2. And, trying to get that knocked out, and having trouble getting it's a little technical bugaboo. Trying to get the node up and running for it. It's going to have a very specific role, so that's what I was doing here when I heard you chime in there.
Cool. Yeah, just ran to a store and. On my way back to my neighborhood. I went Uber this morning to my daughter because it is dance recital season. So they are kicking it into overdrive, just practicing like 5 days a week now. So she's been back and forth several times already today, and we'll see. But yeah, just on my way back home to hang out. Not much else going on. Maybe have a cold, crispy beer this afternoon and relax. We'll see.
Well, that's a winner. Out of curiosity, what are you running right now and where are you at? Because you're getting quite a bit of popcorn. I'm assuming you're on the Warren.
I am on Warren. I am at 94 and 9 mile. But I've been getting a little bit of popcorn on your side also. So I don't know if it's just a little bit of interference or what's going on. But it's definitely not as clean as normal.
Huh, that was weird. Didn't seem like I was transmitting. All right, well, all part of what I got to look into. let you go, and enjoy the rest of your day, and if we hear you later, we'll take another break and say hi again. Going to get back to this. W8FUF, yours.
Sounds good, John. It's good talking to you. I will catch up with you later, and good luck on the project you're working on. Hopefully it gets done easily and quickly. Either move on to the next one or relax. Perfect day for a nap. Have a good day. K8, how are you?
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 61 degrees.
This is KFA-EDQ, I'm mobile and I'm monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 65 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 64 degrees.
W8FU.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 63 degrees.
This is Kilo 6, Mike Charlie Quebec, K6 MCQ, transmitting through Echolink, any station copy.
This is KS8, EDQ, mobile and monitoring the frequency.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 60 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 56 degrees.
This is KS8 EVQ, I'm monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.